in time, in time. Welcome to Cash From Chaos with us, Dick and Om. They still haven't learned how to clap in time to the theme music after all these weeks.
Yes, this is Cash From Chaos. It's the podcast where we invite beautiful audiences that can't make it, so you lot turn up instead. And, and you guys could have a chance of winning our entire fee for this podcast.
Yes, at the back of the stage here. Here is the fee fishbowl, the fishbowl of fee. And in the fishbowl today, as always, £200.
Now, by legal rights, that is ours. £100 each. £100 for Dick, £100 for Dom. Minus tax, minus agent commission, I think, and their tax on top of that. Yeah. It'll end up being something like £40 each. But yeah. Anyway, regardless, that is our money, and we do not want you guys to have it, but you could win it today.
Yes, we're going to play a series of games.
Yes, and if we do lose today, we go home with nothing.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. It's the difference between us going to New York.
Or Googling New York.
It's the difference between us being so happy that we're singing in the shower.
Or backfiring in the shower. Where's this going? Quick, move on.
Speaking from experience there, mate. It's the difference between us sitting in a Ferrari.
Or sitting on a fast cow.
Yeah. And to help us with this incredible journey of losses and gains, we have got a celebrity guest like no other.
We asked you on social media who you'd like to hear on the show today.
We were inundated.
But
we had three.
One I spotted was very special, very famous person. So I DM'd this person or thing on Twitter, and I asked them if they were available. They came back, said they were available, but their fee was too high. Yes. You asked for Mr. Blobby, but he was too expensive. So, we got you, Melvin O'Doom! Look, it's tomorrow's star, it's today's star! It's today's star! Oh, Uncle Melos!
It's the big man Uncle Melos, everyone!
It's a reunion! It's a bungalow reunion right here on Cash From Chaos.
Take
your seat. Yes, our famous celebrity guest has a special table and a seat and a microphone and a gin and tonic.
Comfortable.
Okay, Melvin, you've got a big bowl full of our fee there. How much is in the bowl so far?
£200.
Yes,
correct.
As always,
well done. And we're going to be fighting hard to try and keep as much of that money as we possibly can as we enter our first game of Cash From Chaos.
Cash From Chaos!
Hey. When you hear that sound, it's time for a quick fire fiver. So we take £5 out of the fishbowl. I wander down into the very large audience and ask one of you a question. If you get it right, you win the £5. Hello.
Hello.
Name?
Merin.
Mary.
Merin.
Merin.
Yeah.
Good. Merin, true or false? Melvin was once a blonde.
True.
She thinks it's true. Merin thinks it's true. Melvin?
That is true.
Oh! She's won £5 of our hard-earned cash. Well done. Congratulations.
How did you get that?
Melvin, where you brought? How long ago was this?
I lost the bet with Ricky over the World Cup, and I had to dye my beard blonde. And so, yeah, I was blonde for a little bit.
And do blondes have more fun?
They have so much fun.
Did you have lots of fun? Oh,
so much fun.
Should we play game one?
Yeah!
Game one is called
Pissy Mouth.
Okay. And for this game, we need someone from the audience. Melvin, who would you like to pick out of the audience to play this game, and
this
why?
This is amazing.
And why?
Guy, because he put his hands in the air before we even asked.
Come on up, this guy. Welcome, give you a round of applause, and welcome to Cash From Chaos. Hello. What's over here?
So this game is called... I don't like to say it.
I know you don't. What do you want me to say it?
Okay, you say it. This game is called
Pissy Mouth.
I don't like to say it.
Well, the problem, you see, what it was, this was like a working title. So when we were developing these games, we came up with them. We all laughed, ha ha, Pissy Mouth, as though we'd ever call it that. And Dom nearly had a heart attack thinking we were going to call it that. So we called it that.
Okay.
There we are.
So basically what's going to happen here is you're going to take it in turns to take a big mouthful of water. You hold the water in your mouth. You then have a bucket of water that you hold in front of you. And you have to piss it out of your mouth. Into the bucket that you're holding. The one that can make it project into the bucket for the longest amount of time will be the winner of... Melvin, how much his hand's going into the bowl?
£20.
£20. It's all to play for.
Big money.
Oh, 20 quid.
Now, what's your name?
Craig.
Craig, would you like to win £20 of our money? This is our fee.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. What would you spend £20 on?
Fish and chips.
How expensive is your fish and chip shop? Haddock for £10.
Well, in London, it is the Haddock for £10. If right. You're in Manchester, you can get it for about £5. But
okay.
You're very overexcited, Craig. You all right?
I think he's gonna play pissy trousers in a minute.
Looking forward to this, Craig.
Craig, you've regressed back to your childhood, haven't you?
I'm always that.
Okay, take some water in your mouth, Craig.
Okay, big mouthful. Hold it in there. Okay, ready? Your time, and you've got to pee it into the bucket, starts now.
Oh, he's dribbling a bit. It's dribbling down his chin now. He had a good stream to start with. But now it's just dribbling. Oh, and he stopped.
Stop the clock.
How many seconds?
To be fair, mate, he did good. You got 16 seconds to beat. Don't forget, if you get more than 16 seconds, we keep our £20. Mate, I want to get a taxi home tonight. Okay? So, you got 16 seconds to beat.
Mm-hmm.
Pissy Mouse,
mm-hmm.
Your time starts now. Good. Don't use it all at once. No! Wait. Craig got 16 seconds. Rich got 12 seconds. No!
Craig wins £20 of Dick and Dom's cash.
Well done. Give Craig a big round of applause. Well done.
Well done, Craig. Spot on. Good lad. Oh, my life.
£20 down. So, Melvin, with £20 gone, how much have we got left?
You've got £175 left.
£175 to play for!
As we move towards the next round, it's time for...
Strictly No Gaps.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, every podcast, we like to play a game that is related to our special guest over here. And Melvin O'Doom used to take part in Dick and Dom in the Bungalow many years ago.
Yeah.
And one of the games we used to play on there was...
Two-word tango.
But Two-word tango.
Hold on. No. For legal reasons, and we haven't got much money to give to the legal people. We've only got £175 left, so let's not call it that. We can't call it the two-word
tango.
Can
we not say that?
No, we can't say the two-word. Strictly No Gaps.
Yes.
Because you've been on Strictly as well, you see.
Yeah. Okay.
It's clever, isn't it? How was that experience?
I lasted 2 weeks.
Oh.
But then I came back and won the Christmas special.
Yeah.
Boom.
That's because you are Christmas, Melvin. So this is called Strictly No Gaps, okay?
Right, Melvin, pick a member of the audience to play Strictly No
Ooh.
Gaps.
And explain why you've picked them.
I'm going to pick this handsome young man over here.
Him?
Yes.
You.
He looks like he's got good hair.
He has got good hair. This way, sir. Welcome. Give a round of applause. There you go. Welcome. Hello, what's your name?
Wilsey.
Wolsey?
Wilsey. Yep, my name's Will. Surname begins with C, so Wilsey.
Wilsey! Hold on a minute. Move over there. He's really tall, isn't he? How tall are you?
6'5".
6'5"? I'm about 5'10", 9.
5'5".
And you're 5'5", so look at that.
I won't hold it against you.
Well, you can't hold much against him, I mean... Look at him.
Right, rules of the game.
Rules of the game, yes, Strictly No Gaps. You're going to hear a piece of music. In this music, there are gaps. In the gaps, you've got to shout out a celebrity's names. The music will get faster and faster and faster. We're going to give you 3 goes. Whoever carries on the longest will win.
Oh, he's counting. £30.
£30! We're going
Hang
up.
Hang on a minute.
£30.
That's our money.
I know it is.
So I best get it right.
You best get it right.
So, don't forget any celebrity in the gap in the music. Yeah, you have to think of lots of celebrities. If you repeat a celebrity... You lose. If you pause, you lose.
But you do get 3 goes. We're being generous tonight. Okay, then. Wilsey, Dom, are you ready? Let's play. Strictly No Gaps.
Posh Spice.
Mel C.
Yves Saint Laurent.
Ooh, very posh.
Elon Musk.
The Queen.
Oh! He stumbled on that one. So come on, you've got to get this right.
We're going 1-0 to Domsey.
1-0 to Domsey. Right. But we're going to give you 2 more goes. We're feeling generous tonight. Are you ready? Here we go.
Right.
Let's play Strictly No Gaps. It's going to get faster.
Prince Philip.
Harrison Ford.
Alex Jones.
Richard Branson.
Dick.
Oh!
That means we win!
Yeah! Oh, well, well done, Wilsey.
Well done, Wilsey. Wilsey, everyone!
But after that round, Dick and Dom keep their 30 quid.
Whee! But don't forget, that money is not necessarily all ours, because at the end of the show, that will get scattered on the floor and up for grabs at the end of the show with one of you.
Yes, on to our next game.
Quick Quid Minute.
Oh, yes, it's the Quick Quid Minute, Dom. So get your page of questions. There you are. Get some pound coins. We're going to come into the audience and play Quick Quid Minute. Here we go. Yes and no. Yes or no?
No.
No, the answer is why.
In school, did everyone make fun of Charles Dickens' surname?
Yes.
The answer is absolutely, but I'll give you that one. Well done.
How far can a vegan sausage roll?
2 meters.
No, you're wrong. The average distance between Piers Morgan and a Greggs.
Flash.
Gordon.
No, the answer is...
Years of the universe.
I'll give you that one. That's a pound. Well done. Very good.
Next question. Would an envelope stick to the back of the Queen's head?
Definitely, yeah.
No, the answer is depends how hard you press.
Aside from the gorilla, which animal is best at the drums?
Chimpanzee.
No, it's an animal from the Muppets. There you go. You can't win anything. There you go. Well done. Give him a round of applause. Well done.
How much did we give away?
I gave away two.
You gave away two. I gave away nothing. On to our next game. It's called...
Knock, knock. Who the f*** there?
I know. We're allowed to do noughties now. But they have beeped it on the audio, so you didn't hear what we said. Yeah. Have a thing. I mean, it's pretty obvious what
so
we said.
So on the podcast, when I say the word... there's a big beep over it.
You didn't say it. You said, fuck.
Yeah, well, I don't have to say it because it's going to have a beep over it. I don't like to say the word.
I know you don't. Try it. It's nice. Feel
it. You say it.
It's quite therapeutic.
Say it.
You say it.
My therapist told me to say it the other day. It releases a lot of anger.
Say it.
See?
But can't do it.
Right, knock, knock. Who the f*** there? So we need two people from the audience for this special game,
wonderful.
Melvin. So pick two people from the audience. This,
So this is going to be the first game that's Dick and Dom versus two of you.
Yes.
Okay.
Who's it going to be? Who's it
can
be?
We go for this lovely lady here in the specs and that gentleman in the back there?
Okay, there we go. Okay, come forward. Here we go. Here we go.
Give a round of applause. There they are. Welcome, welcome. Hello.
Let's find out exactly who we got here playing off for our fee. What's your name?
Helena.
What's your name?
Lucien.
Helena and Lucien are going to be playing Knock Knock, Who the F*** There? And this is how it works. In a moment, Rich is going to do some impressions of some very, very well-known famous celebrities. All I've got to do is guess who they are. If I can do loads, then we win. Then you'll have a go. If you do more than us, then you win. Do you understand?
Absolutely.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, and how much are we playing for, or are they playing for, Melvin?
20 English pounds.
20 English pounds? Is that all? Come on, I've got a feeling I'm good at this, so come on, let's big it up a little bit.
40 English pounds.
There's coins in the bottom.
Oh, 42 English pounds.
42 English pounds. Sterling! Right, so imagine a door frame in the middle here. So he's behind the door, and he's going to knock on the door.
Yes. No, you knock on the door.
I knock on the door.
Yeah, you're knocking. You're the
person. I'm going this way in. Sorry, I'm going to yours, aren't I?
Say knock, knock.
Knock, knock.
Who the f*** there?
Hello, I'm from Wales. And I like walking down these things here.
A seal.
Oh, look.
With weird legs.
I'm going down. I'm going down it. And I'm saying...
Steps.
Yes! Ooh!
H.
Yes!
Oh, brilliant!
Okay. Okay, knock, knock.
Who the f*** is there?
All right, kid. I'm from Manchester and I like eating oranges.
You're praying.
Yeah.
You're the Pope.
Jesus.
Dancing Jesus.
No, you got it wrong. Jason Orange.
Someone from...
I'm from Scotland. Baby One More Time.
Baby One More Time. British Spears.
No.
Scottish Cousin.
No.
Uncle.
I'm
Scottish.
I'm an idol.
You are? Oh, Michelle McManus.
No.
yes, you fool! Did we get any right?
Melvin, did we get any right?
Got none of them right.
We got H, didn't we?
Oh, no, you got one right.
Yeah,
you got
one right.
How come you didn't sing when it was Jason Orange?
I couldn't think of a take that song quick enough.
It only takes a minute, girl.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To fall in love. Oh. To fall in love.
Too late now, Melvin. Too late now.
Helena, Lucien, you've never met each other before. This is the first time you've met. You're going to have to work together as a team. Helena, you're going to be doing impersonations of the names on the card. Lucien, you've got to guess. What?
I don't know who that is.
No excuses, okay? Just do an impression of the person you don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Who had your time starts now.
So you say knock, knock.
Who the f's there?
All right, sounds like.
Good.
Pop.
No.
Gas.
What's more than that?
Poo.
Yeah, right, sounds like.
Sue.
Yes, right. Second letter. Woof, woof, woof.
Bark. Mm. Woof.
Yeah, bark.
Bark.
Sue bark.
Sue barking.
Sue bark.
Sue bark laugh.
Yes! No!
Well, no, yes, he said it. Sue barker. Well, no.
Okay, second one.
No, no,
pressure.
No, no,
right. Can we stop playing charades and play the flipping game? You're meant to be doing impressions. Stop f***ing charades.
Right.
Who the f*** there?
Hello, I'm very posh. I do the radio. I'm married to a black guy who's a lot younger than I am. Middle-aged women love me.
Stephen Fry?
No, I'm a woman. I present the radio. I was on Wife Swap that one time.
Good knowledge, by the way.
Yeah.
Obviously a mega fan of this celebrity.
My surname sounds like something that children use to make things with. It's a craft item.
Lego?
No, it's like craft, like it's...
Felt?
Yes, yes! What's my first name? It's posh, begins with a V.
Something Felt.
Something Felt.
Vanessa Felt?
Yes!
Oh my God! Yeah.
Who the f*** there?
Hey up, Tracy. I work in a taxi shop.
A northerner?
Yes. Did he have a kid with Tracy?
I don't know who you're talking about.
I had a kid with Tracy Barlow, and I lived with me mother, and me mother was in 2 pints of lager and a packet of crisps.
Jesus Christ.
No, it's not him. Right, stop that game.
Hey, if that was Jesus Christ, that'd be impressive, wouldn't it?
But
well
it
done,
does mean
Helen Lucien.
You got two right, so they're the winner of the...
They went 42 English pounds.
42 English pounds, £21 each of our fee.
Well done.
Off
as they go back to their seats and buy everyone a round of drinks, give them a big round of applause. Here you go. But who was the celebrity?
Steve McDonald from Coronation Street.
Of course it was. It wasn't Jesus at all. No.
Another quick fire fiver.
Which is your chance to win £5 of our money.
Let's get £5
if you can answer this question.
Out the fishbowl, there we are. Off you go, Dom. Into the audience.
Okay. See who's going to win £5. This delicious, scrumptious individual here. What's your name?
Daniel.
Hello, Daniel. Are you having a marvellous time?
Yes.
Okay. Here's your question for £5, which belongs to us. True or false? Melvin once gave his number to Alicia Keys. Now look at the smooth dog. Does that look like the kind of man that would give his number to Alicia Keys?
True.
You think that's true? Melvin, did you give your phone number? Surely you did, you bad, bad man. Do you give your number to the pop star, the global pop sensation, Alicia Keys?
Yes, I did.
Melvin!
Do you know what? Giving away this £5 hurts, but now you've made it so much sweeter with that revelation. Thank you very much. Well done for winning our
final. Hold on. We've got to expand on this revelation. Tell us more, Melvin.
So, I did an interview with her, and in the interview I said, what's your perfect date? And she said, like, going in a hot air balloon. And I was given a hot air balloon ride because I won this kind of like competition. So I said, if you give me a call, I can take you on this hot air balloon ride. and she never called.
Oh.
Poor Mel. Well, we know smooth, she's a big fan of Cash and Chaos. So, Alicia, if you're listening, give Melvin a call.
I'll remember never to offer anyone a hot air balloon ride again because it doesn't work.
So, Melvin, how much money have we got left for our final game?
£94.
£94 as we head towards our final game. It's time for...
Cash Grab.
Yes, Cash Grab, the very last game. Melvin, we need one very important audience member to play this.
This young lady here with the glasses.
This young lady here with the glasses.
Yes. There you go. Come on, give her a big round of applause.
This way. Welcome.
Hello, and what is your name?
Camilla.
This is Camilla, everybody. Now, Camilla, this is your chance to win as much of the money that's left over as humanly possible.
Yes, it's called Cash Grab. We're going to take the rest of the money, Melvin, which is how much again?
£94.
£94, and we're going to throw that £94 into the...
Cash Zone.
Yes, the Cash Zone. Basically, that grotty bit of floor over there that absolutely stinks of old beer. You've got to basically run into there. You've got 15 seconds on the clock in which to grab as much cash as possible, but we will make it a little bit more difficult. You will be wearing... an oven mitt, yes. So pick up the money with the oven mitt, pop it into the other hand. Are you ready? Down you go, Camilla. Dom's down there already, into the cash zone. Over there, please. That's it. Get yourself onto the floor. Get yourself primed and ready. Dom, are you ready? Right. Here we go. Let's play Cash Grab. Go! Okay, they're rifling around on the floor. Dom's already picked up 10 quid. Camilla's doing quite well as well. She's bent over. She's already got about 15 quid. Dom's steaming ahead here. But hold on a minute. It's all getting a bit nasty. Come on, Dom. No, leave her alone. Right, that's it. Dom's got... Oh, Camilla's doing well. Right, time up. Stop.
Yes.
Right, Dom, come over here.
Yes, I've nailed it.
Come on over here. Camilla, let's count up your money. You got 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, £30 for Camilla. Happy, Camilla?
Yes.
Good, right. Dom, you got... Are you going to... Right, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 65, £70 for Dom! This is good news. And Camilla, you got £30, didn't you? Well, step forward now, because we're going to give you the chance, Camilla, to either take away the £30 you have in your hand, go and sit down, a rich lady, or... Well, £30 is a lot of money. You can get a lot with that. Or you can gamble it and take away Dom's £70, your £30, and the rest of the money that's on the floor, which is actually, what, about 10 quid? And a few quid. Oh, there's another 5 of that. Yeah, whatever's left. So, what do you want to do, Camilla? Are you taking your money, or do you want to gamble?
Gamble!
Gonna gamble.
She's gonna gamble! Yeah! Right. This is how we do it. Melvin, come and stand in the middle here. Melvin has a coin in his hand. He's going to flip the coin. Whoever guesses heads or tails correctly will be the winner of all the cash. Nervous, Camilla?
Yes.
Right. Are you going heads or tails?
Tails.
Okay.
She's gambling with tails.
A controversial choice. Don't forget, if it's tails, she wins my 70 quid, her money, and the money on the floor.
Yeah.
If it's heads... we scoop the lot.
Yes, we get 90 quid to take out, mate. Or whatever it is, 94 quid. Right, you're going to flip the coin, Melvin. It's going to land on the floor, then put your foot over it, and then we'll hear the answer. Okay, flip
heads,
the coin.
Heads.
Oh, God, please. Tense moment. Now, Camilla went for tails. Melvin, was it heads or was it tails?
It's heads.
Ah, yes! We win 94 quid! Oh, we win.
Yes, you're not happy, but we're over the moon. And that is another marvellous cash from chaos.
Join us again next time, or join us here live in the Comedy Club where you could win Dick and Dom's fee.
Thank you very much to Melvin O'Doom. Thank you very much for everyone here for turning up and winning some of our money.
Tune in again next time for more cash from chaos.
Goodbye.
Cash from chaos.